As we reported last week, one of the last U.S. companies that made audio tape has shut down. In this digitized world, some of us, and especially special correspondent Susan Stamberg, are lamenting the end of an audio era.
Audio tape. Magnetic, brown, shiny on one side, not on the other. Since the end of World War II, it sat like skinny ribbon, ready to unspool from metal reels about the size of pie pans. Those of us who grew up on audio tape had a love-hate relationship with it. We loved mastering it, cutting it with single-edge razor blades and patching it together with skinny, sticky tape, slicing away pieces of tape the size of hangnails sometimes to get rid of an or a bumble, razoring off lengths where the talk was boring or confusing. Retrieving it, often with considerable difficulty when we'd made a wrong editing decision. I once dragged a tangle of magnetic tape out of a garbage can in Florida, wiped off some orange rind and juice, smoothed out the tangle, and spliced it back into my story. Oops, sometimes you put it back the wrong way. Audio tape became the necklaces we wore, draping lengths of it around our necks in case we changed our minds. We hated when audio tape made our fingers bleed, hated how it made our hearts pound. Splicing took time, and on deadline you had to race a reel into the control room and throw it across to the engineer, like that scene from Broadcast News. Nowadays, doing all our edits with digital technology, our hearts only pound when the computer crashes. You probably have that in your office, too. And that's another thing about the end of audio tape. We would park lengths of tape up on the walls in case we wanted to put it later in an interview. Some walls were totally fringed with lengths of tape, as if some mad hula dancer had just tossed off her skirt. Now, our workplace looks like everybody else's. We're just one computer after another, small screens, touch a button, click a mouse, the digital edit is done. Of course it's progress. Editing has never been so simple, quick, effective, and fail-safe. No digging through orange rinds anymore. But cutting audio tape was extremely satisfying hand work, like making a quilt. You had something to look at, something to show at the end of the day. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.